95.7 Hog, Daytona's rock station. Right now it's Daytona's beverage station.
That's right.
Because Josh from SR Prod is here for the Morning Hog Brew Review, and our friends from Half Wall.
Yeah.
JR and his minions.
Minions.
Yeah.
They technically have names, but you're in charge of that.
Yeah.
They don't have them on the shirts yet. By the way, during the break, Steve tried to put those on there, and the tape fell off.
I was getting too close to the nipple area.
Yeah, it's very humid in here. Sorry. Terrible. We'll work on it later. We do have two more beers to try, and I don't have any idea what's in that can that we're about to get into.
Right. So this one is the surprise, right?
This one's
we're excited about.
I like this.
So this is a newly canned product. So the beer has been out there for some time on draft at their locations and actually out in the market as well.
Okay.
This is Grape Bloobs.
Okay.
Yeah. Grape Bloob.
Grape. Yeah. Great.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah, when you see the can, you'll know
great
exactly why.
Yeah.
Okay.
The can has some
choice
artwork on it. So kind of explain the bloobs.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Are you saying boobs?
No, bloobs.
Oh,
I would never.
Did you say?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Can I? Let me try to say it. Oh, yeah. It bleeped it out. Okay. That's fine.
Wait till you see the color on this, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a blueberry wheat ale.
Oh.
And this is made with real blueberry, not extract.
This is, JR's been in the evil science lab.
Oh, yeah.
Let me smell this thing. Oh, that's a nose right there.
So you can tell this is made with real blueberries just by looking at it. The color isn't that like neon blue where people are trying to fake, hey, we have blueberries in this. It's almost a purple color.
Oh, wow. Are you getting that?
Oh, my gosh. I got all of it.
Are you getting a cigarette?
I quit over a year ago.
Okay.
Mm. Well, that
I'm a fan of blueberry beers. We've had some on this show. This is a whole different level.
So this is a wheat.
This is a blueberry forward, crushing, non-sweet
right
concoction.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I still perfect. Wanted a beer to come through.
Wow. Yeah.
The wheat flavor is pronounced perfectly balanced, which is nice.
Perfectly balanced. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, dude.
Thanks.
How long did that take you to craft?
I've been there 2.5 years, so...
Really?
You've been
stirring berries for 2.5 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally...
Did blueberries just move up on the chart?
Yeah, by the way, we should go to our berry chart right now. Raspberry is down to number 2 now.
Well, blueberry is at number 1.
Yeah. Well,
raspberry was your favorite?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, but that's outstanding. Okay, so tell us the process. You have real... Where do you get real blueberries?
Well, we get them frozen in, and I use a blueberry like puree.
Okay.
So it's to keep the consistency the same.
Yeah.
Because, you get blueberries one year, it might be sweeter, might be more sour.
Okay.
So this helps keep that consistent.
Yeah, like have you ever had blueberries that are tart before, right?
Yes, I have.
Seems like I've had more tart blueberries than the ones that you want it to taste like. But coming off of October, where I ate box after box after box of blueberry cereal, this is making me want to have some of this and the cereal together. Yeah.
People don't understand how important consistency is with beer.
Yeah.
Because if you have a beer in one place and you go down the street and it tastes completely different, you may not like it.
Great point.
And then you probably won't order it again.
So. I was just going to say, then you stop buying it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So consistency in the beer world is, that's almost your namesake because, just like McDonald's, I hate to say it, you want consistency
because
you want the same thing everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So it's a huge deal. And to be able to nail that is awesome.
Yeah. Is this on draft at the Half Wall locations?
Yeah. Oh. It's on draft. And you can get it at the Half Wall on 44, by the way. We did one of my minions actually bottles it to take home.
Really?
Right. Oh, okay. And we do a little wax seal on it to kind of make it look really pretty. So you can give it as gifts.
So since that location's like 6 minutes from my house, if I just swung by or whatever, I'm just saying, like,
you better.
You put some wax on me, on the bottle.
Well,
and then I show up waxed or we'll go over it later.
You leave waxed.
I might have misunderstood because I was enjoying that flavor so much. That's a great beer, man. That is a great beer and a great addition to the fleet at Half Wall. Well done. Jeez.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I feel like I recognize this last can. What's next?
So the last one is Stugelflugel.
Oh, yeah.
And incidentally, the name Stugelflugel, Stugel doesn't mean anything.
So what does Flugel mean?
Flugel is German for wings.
Oh. Yeah.
From what I'm told.
So that wasn't intentional, though.
That wasn't intentional.
Okay.
So from what I understand, when they named this beer originally, they were trying to register names. Every name you name a beer has to be registered through a certain organization to make sure it's okay and approved.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that way nobody's crossing names for one brand to another. No confusion. Consistency, once again.
Right.
You think you're ordering
something, you get something else.
So they started throwing names at the wall, and the owner's finally is like, let's just call it Stugelflugel. Well, that name is not being used by anyone else.
Look at that. It works. You found it original. It's hard to come up with original stuff, I would imagine, sometimes. Just when you think that nobody's doing it, you find out somebody's, you know, got your name. Well, that one's available. Well, not anymore. Half Wall's got that thing on lockdown.
So what style IPA is this?
This is American, an American style IPA.
Yes.
And in the sea of IPAs, now you know that there's like, you go anywhere you go. Yeah.
And I love a million. I love that sea. I love swimming around in it. Right. Splashing.
Right. You get from light IPAs to really dropkick in your face IPAs.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to fall in the middle of the road. Yeah, you're drinking an IPA. Do I want it malty? Nah, I want a little more crisp.
Yeah.
So that's what I tried to
Just happens to be my favorite kind of IPA. This is the first beer I ever tried at Half Wall. Do you know that, Steve?
I do not know.
Not this particular one. That would be weird if I just saved it and brought it in for the show. But this is the first one that I tried in the Half Wall fleet. And it's it's probably still my favorite. Although that berry's got, it's a fight. That's outstanding, too. Do you tweak it at all?
Oh, yeah. It's been tweaked. I'm glad you noticed, because from that time, I play around with the hop schedule.
Yeah.
How much hops I put in at what intervals, things like that.
Right.
Temperature of the mash, I'll work on.
Right.
Not the monster mash, Steve.
Don't
start singing it again.
No, in brewing world, the mash is where the magic happens, really.
Okay.
The temperature could raise too high, you know, get too high, right, and then it's a different beer.
Yeah.
Too low, and that's a different beer.
Right.
So
sharp finish at the end.
Yeah, and that would be the hop.
You don't get it right away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Comes on the backside.
Like you said, it's nicely balanced. It's not a palate wrecker. You can have a couple of these and still enjoy your food.
Now, of all the Half Wall locations, 44 is the place to be, the new Smyrna, if you want to watch JR and his minions do this. You were talking about earlier, hey, if the temperature gets too high, what are you doing? You're right there over top of the beer tub. Cauldron, whatever you call it.
Dance.
Yeah, and you see it. You can see you guys actually doing the work over there.
Yeah, they got big glass walls. You can see the process happening.
See me. They say, JR, how do you feel being in a fishbowl?
Yeah.
You know, because all the glass.
Sure.
I said, it's not a fishbowl to me. Right. I'm in the aquarium. I see all the fishes go
by. That's what we say. It's like this studio and all these people go drifting by.
Yeah.
We know they're going to the bathroom and they just act like they're waving. We're like, where are
going. Yeah, but they usually throw banners through the door at Steve.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Leave breadcrumbs and stuff too sometimes just so you don't get lost. It's a good idea, though.
Put a bell on them, maybe?
Well, thank you.
Don't.
Write that down. Bell.
No.
Bell. Put a bell on them.
Thanks a lot, JR.
Right here, a little bangly.
I'm always trying to help.
Check out our website.
Oh, can you talk about srprot.com/beerfinder?
That would be the one.
And you can find those great beers where, Josh? Like right now?
Right now, Total Wine. Perrine's over in Port Orange.
Okay. Oh, it's just over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the Half Wall locations and kind of scattered throughout the county.
We love you guys. I'm gonna come over and hang out.
You gotta.
Let's go stare through the fishbowl.
Yeah, people should come out. You see me bopping around in there. Yeah. Open the door. It's always open. Just say, hey, where's my beer?
Oh, really? I thought it was locked.
I mean, I have a little keyser in the back with the practice, science.
Oh,
experiment.
Right. The little mad scientist beers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some are good. Some are bad. Some are great. But it's worthwhile checking them out.
I love this. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Always taking care of you. Friends at Half Wall. Well, thank you for bringing us some of these great flavors. And until we see you next time, cheers.
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 Cheers.